我也是一个急性子。
And so am I.
好几次我在台上翻译的时候，我都忘记我们的姊妹在后面用耳机帮别人翻译。
A lot of times when I'm standing here, I forget that our sister is translating back there.
所以我讲话非常的快。
So I speak very fast.
但是所有用耳机听的人都说我们的姊妹翻得非常的好。
But all those who are listening said the translation was okay.
我才说她好，她就闹亏了。我姊妹很谦卑啊。那我们以后每个月的第一个礼拜，我们会有请姊妹上来帮我们翻译。
Starting from now, every month, the first Sunday, we'll have English translation up here.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果家里面有需要听英文的年轻人，或是有朋友，欢迎你每个月的第一个礼拜，那个邀他们来啊。
So if anybody you know that your friends, relative, or young persons who needs English translation, you can invite them here every first Sunday of the month.
我记得我们很小的时候就跟着爸爸妈妈去听主日的信息。
Remember when we were very young, we followed our parents and go and listen to Sunday messages.
虽然很多的时间都听不懂，甚至打瞌睡。
A lot of times maybe we didn't understand and sometimes we fell asleep.
但是却养成从小里面，从小的时候对神一个敬拜的心。
But we had a habit to have a fear for the Lord.
今天是我儿子升大班，他第一次听他爸爸讲道。
And this is the first time my elder son is listening to his father.
感谢主，我们请读几处的圣经啊。
Return to our Bibles.
今天我们要看所罗门王。
Today we're going to look at King Solomon.
我们请翻到列王记上第三章。
Please turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 3.
这边讲到所罗门接续他的父亲大卫做王。
Here we talk about Solomon after his father he became king.
神向他显现。
God appeared to him.
问他说你要我赐你什么你可以向我要。
He asked him whatever you want you can ask me for it.
这好像是一张空白的支票啊，那个让我们随便填上去。
This is like a blank check presented to you that you can fill in anything.
所罗门向神要一件事情。
And Solomon asked God for one thing.
大家知不知道是什么？
Do you know what it is?
他向神要智慧。
He asked God for wisdom.
让他能够有智慧，知道怎样在民中出入。
He wanted to have a discerning heart so that he can know how to govern his people.
能够治理神的百姓。
And he can administer his people.
所以我们读第十节到第十三节。
Let's read verse 10 to 13.
我想我读就好了。
I'll read it.
所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。神对他说你既然求这事，不为自己求寿、求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足、尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，谨守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。在这里说到所罗门没有求别的事，但是这件事情却叫神的心何等的喜悦。
Here it says King Solomon didn't ask for anything else, and what he asked for pleased God.
所以神也把他没有求的要赐给他。
So God gave him also what he did not ask for.
我们请读第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第二十九节。
Verse 29,
到三十四节
29 to verse 34.
我们请弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers and sisters, take turn in reading.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙，不可测量。
Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the men of the east, and greater than all the wisdom of the
east. 他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以斯拉人以探，并马杰的儿子希曼。雅各达大的智慧，他的名声传扬在四围的列国。他讲论草木，自黎巴嫩的香柏木，直到墙上长的硫萁草；又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫、水族。
Men of all nations came to listen to Solomon's wisdom sent by all the kings of the world who had heard of his wisdom.
在这里说到神赐给所罗门极大的智慧和聪明。
It says God gave Solomon a great wisdom and great insight.
说到他有一个广大的心，如同海沙一样不可以测量。
And has great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore.
他的智慧超过一切的东方人和埃及人的智慧。
His wisdom was greater than all the wisdom of men of the east and all the others.
英文甚至说到神赐给他的是一个 very great.
And the English Bible translation says he had a very great insight.
就是他不仅仅知道事情的表面，他更看见事情的里面背后的意义。
That is to say, he not only see the surface of things, but he saw inside the insight.
所以他可以从黎巴嫩的香柏木一直讲到墙上最小的牛蹄草。
So he could talk about cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop, this tiny weed.
不是光植物学家讲他的科学而已。
Not only scientists describe their science.
他从这后面都看见属灵的意义是什么。
But he can tell the spiritual wisdom behind things.
我们请看第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
59节。
Verse 59.
到61节，我来读。我在耶和华面前祈求的这些话，愿耶和华我们的神昼夜垂念，每日为他仆人与他民以色列伸冤，使地上的万民都知道，唯独耶和华是神，并无别神。好，我想我们就读到这。
We'll stop reading here.
这一段的祷告是所罗门献殿之后，他在神的面前向神的祷告。
This is a prayer offered to God after he offered the temple to God.
在他结束的时候，他有一个非常重的一个祷告。
At the end here, he has a very heavy, serious prayer here.
他说要让地上的万民都知道，唯独耶和华是神，此外别无他神。
He said he want all the people of the earth to know that the Lord is God and there's no other.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的一个王好不好？
Isn't this a great king?
真是好。
It's truly good.
他要什么，他有什么。
Whatever he wants, he gets it.
而且他得到了一个属灵的智慧。
And he also received spiritual wisdom.
他向着神有这样子一个忠诚的心。
And he has a sincere heart towards God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们所羡慕的。
This is what we envy after.
我们请看《申命记》第十七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
我们等下还会回到《列王记》。
We'll come back to Kings later.
239页。十四节到十七节，我想时间的关系，我来读。
Verse 14 to 17.
到了耶和华你神所赐你的地，得了那地居住的时候，若说我要立王治理我，像四围的国一样，你总要立耶和华你神所拣选的人为王，必从你弟兄中立一人，不可立你弟兄以外的人为王。只是王不可以为自己加添马匹，也不可以使百姓回埃及去。为要加添，自己是一个爱神的人。
He is also a person who loved God.
他向神信。
He'll have no problem.
还是弟兄姊妹，当我们。
Whole scheme from the Satan.
所以当所罗门娶了这么多女子，他恋慕这些女子。
So when Solomon took these wives, he had a desire for these women.
我们发现所罗门的堕落开始一步一步出现。
And then we'll discover that's leading to his fall.
他到最后在耶路撒冷圣殿的对面，他为这些假神盖祭坛。
In the end, he was setting up high altars and places for these gods.
这个时候，鱼儿里面的鱼钩子出现了。
And at this time, the hook behind the bait is showing.
所罗门整个被拖下去。
And Solomon was dragged down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天在我们每一个人的生命里面。
Today in our lives.
有太多的诱惑会出现在我们的周围。
There are too many temptations are showing around us.
很多的时候，当它出现的时候。
When they appear.
可能正好是在我们最痛苦最需要的时候。
Sometimes they appear when we feel the most need.
可能你自己的家庭并不幸福。
Maybe your family is not very happy.
可能是我们穷惯了，穷怕了，苦怕了。
Or maybe when we are afraid of being in poor.
突然有一个赚钱的机会在我们的眼前。
All of a sudden there's this great opportunity to make lots of money.
突然有一个对你很好的女人或者异性出现在你的生活。
All of a sudden there is a member of the opposite sex.To appear around you.
就像我说的，我们的饥饿是真的。
Just like I said, we have a real hunger.
那个鱼儿吸引我们也是真的。
And the bait is truly tempting.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
里面的鱼钩子也是真的。
The hook behind the bait is also real.
我们看见多少人在神面前走得很好。
However many people, they're walking straight before the God.
甚至我们看见不信主的朋友，他们原来走得很好。
We also see the non-believers, they were also doing all right.
结果在路上出现的人。
All of a sudden, there are people appeared on the way.
路上出现的试探,
there were temptations coming along the path. And all of a sudden, they get dragged down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要知道仇敌的可怕,
we need to know how terrible our enemy is.
整个世界是一个大的诱惑,
this world is a great temptation.
盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The robbers come, they come to destroy and destruct. It's not that we're not allowed to make money in our world. We have our duties to attend to. But what is the world?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. Everyone has a different world. The world can overpossess us. This world can restrain us.
世界破坏我们属灵的生命,
and it destroys our spiritual life.
世界伤害我们跟神之间的关系,
and this world could destroy this relationship between us and God.
你可以讲千万的理由说我做这件事情为什么不行?
You can give many, many reasons for why I can do this or not do this.
弟兄姊妹,我们只要问一件事情,
but we need to only ask one thing.
当你这一个人或这一件事情出现的时候,
when this thing or this person appear,
让你更爱主吗?
Can he or she make you have more love for God? Or does this thing take you away from God?
我们以前小的时候所成长的